Hello again, everyone, and thank you for joining me here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. It is Sunday, July the 10th, 2005. Another spectacular day of weather here in Kansas City, a little bit on the warm side, but our average temperature is 89-90 degrees for this time of the year, so certainly nothing unusual. So I hope you've gotten a chance to get out and enjoy the nice weather here today. I'm actually out smoking a brisket while I'm recording this podcast right now. And another thing that's going on while I'm recording this podcast is landfall of Hurricane Dennis. In fact, it's about 2:15 right now. The eye wall has already been lashing the outer banks of Pensacola Bay here for about 15 minutes. It'll probably be emerging into Pensacola Bay by the time I actually post the podcast. Basically making landfall right at Pensacola, Florida. Winds sustained at 120 miles per hour. That makes it a borderline Category 3, Category 4 hurricane, a major hurricane affecting the United States right now. And it is actually the earliest hurricane of the season to have reached the strength that it has, and hopefully this is not going to be a trend as we get actually into the heart of hurricane season. Really, the peak of hurricane season is not until the first week of September, so we still have a couple of months before we even get to the peak of hurricane season, and hurricane season officially ends in November. Now the question becomes, how far north and west will the remnants of Hurricane Dennis make it? I am beginning to lean on a little bit more westward track of Hurricane Dennis, which would bring a good chance for some showers and thunderstorms here in Kansas City on Tuesday, maybe lingering into Wednesday as well. Right now, the computer models are still having a very difficult time determining what's going to happen with the remnants. Some take the remnants off to the east, others linger them right over southeast Missouri and into portions of Arkansas for really all the way through Sunday. So it really depends on how things evolve here over the next 24 to 36 hours. I think there is, like I said, a good chance that we could see some rain from that as we head into Tuesday. And that's really the only glitch in our forecast here for the next week, and we certainly could use the rain around here, as it has been dry for a little bit now. Now, our weather continues to be dominated by a ridge of high pressure centered across the central part of the country that is showing some signs of breaking down as we head towards next weekend. We still have to get through next week, and outside of those periodic chances for some rain thanks to the remnants of Hurricane Dennis, I think we will stay dry throughout much of the week, with temperatures right around normal for this time of the year. So your detailed forecast overnight tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of around 71. Then for tomorrow, much of the same, partly cloudy skies, just a hair cooler than today, with a high expected around 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies and a low of 72. Then for your Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, maybe a few more clouds around as we see the remnants of Hurricane Dennis move towards us, and that chance for showers and thunderstorms, a high on your Tuesday of 89 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms, depending on how those remnants move through the area, a high on your Wednesday of 87 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 90, and Friday, partly cloudy skies to mostly sunny skies, and a high of 91 degrees. And that will do it for this Sunday afternoon edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Feedback and comments are always welcome at my email address, mezzoed@gmail.com. You can also leave comments over at the website, kcweather.blogspot.com, or over at podcastalley.com. And thank you again for listening here today. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.